Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who's recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller, and I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com. And today I have with me Annalise. Annalise received her master's degree from Hope International University in California. Her passion is working with teens, tweens, and young adults. She'd love to do marriage counseling and to work with women of all ages in her career. She's planning to develop skills to help people with depression, anxiety, and also grief and loss. Thanks for being here, Annalise.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So tell me when you passed the NCE.
So I took and passed the exam on March 15th of this year.
March 15th. Okay. Was that your first time taking it?
Yes, it was.
Awesome. You passed the first try. You're one of the few. That's great. Way to go. So how did you find out that you passed? Was it right away or did you have to wait a little bit?
No, actually, it was right away. I actually took the exam at home online.
Okay.
And so I found out right away through Pearson.
Wow. Great. Yeah, you're brave to do that because a lot of people have had kind of some horror stories about that. How did you decide to do it at home?
Well, I realized that I really struggle with test anxiety. And so I was just really trying to eliminate as much of my anxiety as possible and realized after weighing both options that for me, taking it at home would help to relieve a lot of the test anxiety, because I think a lot of that for me comes with going to a place, signing in, seeing other people, wondering where other people are at, you know, having people talking to me, asking questions, like mm-hmm. sitting down, you know, all of those things kind of create more anxiety for me. And I realized that I'm most comfortable and confident in my own space. And okay. So that's how I came to the conclusion to take it at home.
Awesome. Yeah. Way to go. Way to know yourself too. Just, you know, what's going to be best for you. I think that's really, really good. Okay. So I'm really curious, what did you do to celebrate passing the exam when you found out that you passed?
So I actually haven't had my big celebration yet.
Okay.
But this weekend, my husband is taking me to one of my favorite places, which is the Magnolia Market.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. But in like this past week or so, I did have friends who took us out to dinner to celebrate and who would just drop off, you know, some encouraging notes and congratulations and special treats. And so that was really nice.
Yeah, that's so great that you had your people, you know, celebrating your accomplishment like that. What an awesome thing. Yeah, the Magnolia Market, that's just up the road from where I'm at. I live in Belton.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, a lot of people go up there. I hear there's some really great places to eat up there. So
yeah, it's really fun. It's a good time.
Cool. Okay. So what were some of the strategies that you used as you were preparing and studying that helped you to feel like most successful on the actual test day?
Well, a lot of deep breathing.
Right. Good.
So, I mean, while I was preparing, I made sure to split up my study material to where I was able to just focus on, you know, a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. And I would take breaks in between. And I would also reward myself okay. and plan like an activity to look forward to after studying. So I would like plan to just go for a walk outside, go on a date with my husband,
yeah.
go out with a friend, take a coffee break. And I also would put on calm classical piano music.
Okay.
So I found that sometimes I needed complete silence, and at other times I just could not focus in complete silence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really found that the calm classical piano music really helped me to stay focused and to retain the information better.
Yeah.
And I actually found, so I took some practice exams and quizzes and things, and I actually found that my scores on those were higher when I had piano music playing in the background while I was studying.
Huh.
And then I also made sure to get plenty of rest and plan times of studying when I was least distracted.
Good. Yeah, that's so good. It sounds like you were really strategic in making sure that time that you were devoting wasn't wasted at all. Yeah.
Yes, I definitely wanted to have a plan in place.
That's great. That's great. So I'm really curious, when you were like, when you're studying and you feel like something's just not working for you, are you able to say, okay, this isn't working with the silence, I really need music right now? Are you like just kind of attuning to yourself in the moment as far as what you need?
Yes. And also recognizing, you know, too, that what works really well for me one day may actually not work really well the next day. So I think that's important to just be aware of where you're at too.
That's such great advice. I think a lot of people feel like they've got to kind of lock into a particular study method. And so they'll just dig in even when it's not working and, you know, not really adapt. So, wow, way to go being flexible with that. Very good. Okay, so I think you're actually the first person that I've done this podcast with who took the test at home. So walk us through, you know, what that was like, you know, when you sat down to actually take the test, kind of, was it what you expected? You know, I know there was a proctor and things like that, but just kind of walk us through kind of step by step what that was like for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had never taken a proctored exam before. So I did have a little bit of nervousness with that, but nothing compared to, I feel like, the anxiety I would have had taking it in person somewhere. Mm-hmm. But it actually was very smooth, a very simple check-in process, very easy, and just kind of followed step by step, you know, the things that they had in place for me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and while I was on there, I mean, and we'll get into this later, but it, you know, taking some practice exams and tests beforehand helped me to then be prepared for what I was about to face.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it was a very simple, smooth, easy process.
Yeah. What were some of the things that they had you do as you were getting started?
Yeah. So, like one of the things was, checking in, and I opted to check in 15 minutes before my time, just so that, again, removing some of that anxiety, so that I just kind of gave myself time to do what I needed to do. I needed to have my license there. I had to take a picture of myself and take a picture of my test space. And so they actually sent me a link and I just clicked it on my phone and it would just walk me through saying, take a picture of the front of your test space, take a picture of the side of it, take a picture of the room you're in. And very simple, very smooth. I didn't have any issues, thankfully, with that. So yeah, those were just a few of the things.
Great. So it sounds like it was just step by step. They walked you through everything. You didn't have to guess, you know, is this going to be right or not?
Yes.
Good. Good. Okay, awesome. I'm so glad that it was, you know, such a smooth process for you. Other people have had such a headache, you know, maybe it depends on the proctor, but I'm glad it worked for you. So, you know, as you were taking the test, how did you manage any stress that might have come up while you were sitting there trying to answer through the questions?
Yeah, so honestly, on test day, I felt pretty calm, which is really unusual for me, again, yeah, because I've mentioned that I have test anxiety.
Yeah.
And so I did have, I would say, a normal amount of nervousness and anxiety. I think some of that is fine and good to have so that you're aware.
Sure.
But overall, I was pretty calm. And I think for me, it was recognizing moments during my exam where I could feel my anxiety rising.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take a pause and I would pray and I would do some deep breathing. I would take a sip of water. So I think for me, the key was just knowing when my anxiety was rising.
Awesome.
And I would notice it when I started to read the exam questions over and over and over again.
Okay.
And it wasn't coming from a place of trying to understand the question. It was coming from a place of just being anxious,
gotcha.
being repetitive. And so I would recognize my anxiety rising. And then I would take a pause and I would also encourage myself and say, okay, you know, you're getting anxious. Let's pause. Let's take a deep breath.
Good.
And again, like I mentioned earlier, like I would pray and just encourage myself with how far I've come, and encourage myself to keep going and like, hey, you can do this. You're doing great. You've made it this far. So yeah, those are some things that I did.
Wow. Such great strategies. And I always love hearing how people just are paying attention to themselves, you know, even as they're, you know, exerting their mental, you know, focusing on the questions and everything, to still pay attention to what's going on within them, so things don't get out of hand there. Good. Okay. So what were some of the resources that you used to prepare?
Yeah. So I actually only used the study material, with the NCE exam prep. I used the guaranteed study package.
Awesome.
And so I was just sure to print out the PDF of the study material that was provided. I separated out the chapters into their sections, and I followed the 2-month study plan exactly as it was laid out.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Like every day doing exactly what it said in the plan?
Yes.
Wow. Yep. Awesome. Way to go. I love hearing that. And I love hearing that people who stick to the plan pass on their first try, because, you know, sometimes it doesn't work for people and, you know, they kind of get off track. But yeah, so that's really good to hear. Did you do any of the videos, the masterclass? Because I was kind of running a special where the masterclass videos and the group tutoring was included in that. Did you do any of that, or just the study manual and the tests?
So I just did the workshop prep videos that were available, and kind of I went through all of those, and those were helpful too. And then just the study manual and the practice exams. That was all very huge.
Yeah. And that's the way the recommended study plan is written for those alone. Those other things are available for people who, you know, might learn differently and they need to see something, you know, visually or hear it. So, well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that the guaranteed study package worked out so well for you. So is there anything that you would do differently looking back? You know, if you were to plan your preparation, you know, is there anything that you'd do instead?
You know, actually, I don't feel like I would do much differently. I feel that I did everything that I could. The biggest thing for me was making sure that this was the right time for me to take the exam.
Okay.
And that I had the capacity and space and just the time to give to the study. I actually had bought the study material last year in the beginning of the year and started studying. And my husband and I were in the middle of making a big move at the time, and I was just very distracted. I was recognizing like this, I don't know that this is the best time. And I put that on pause until I felt like I had the time that I needed to give and the attention that it deserved.
Good.
So that was really helpful also.
Yeah, no, that man, you've got so many little pearls of wisdom here, because I think other people try to take it because they feel like I have to do it right now, when it may not be the right time in their life. There's other things going on that just kind of sap their energy or their mental focus. And so, man, that's really, really great. Really great advice. Okay. So if you had 30 seconds to share with a test taker something valuable or encouraging, like they're on their way in to take the test and you've got 30 seconds with them face to face, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would say you can do it. It can feel scary. It can feel so far out of reach to pass an exam like this, but it can be done. And I would just also say, don't rush this, you know, like take the time that you need and that you're allotted and that you're able to have. Try not to rush and just, you know, and just get through it. But also I just, you know, overall, I think prepping well is one key to removing the test anxiety and to help you feel calm going into it. And again, you know what works best for you while studying. So do what works best for you. And if you don't know, it's probably a good idea to find out what works for you.
Good. No, that's such great advice, Annalise. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah,
I love hearing your success story. And, you know, I wish you the best as you continue on your career. Keep me updated on where you go with things, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. NCE Exam Prep seeks to provide quality, reliable, and easy-to-use preparation material to help test takers confidently pass the National Counseling Exam. For more information, go to nceexamprep.com.